Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. O my soul, Jehovah, praise. I will sing the glorious praises of my God through all my days. And what follows, Psalter 400, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 41, the verses 1 through 13. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, Article 15. Genesis 41, the first 13 verses. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river a 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, a 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon one stalk, a rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine of divine predestination, Article 15. What peculiarly tends to illustrate and recommend to us the eternal and unmerited grace of election is the express testimony of sacred scripture that not all, but some only, are elected, while others are passed by in the eternal decree, whom God, out of his sovereign, most just, irreprehensible, and unchangeable good pleasure, had decreed to leave in the common misery into which they have willfully plunged themselves, and not to bestow upon them saving faith, and the grace of conversion, but permitting them in his just judgment to follow their own ways. At last, for the declaration of his justice, to condemn and perish them forever, and not only on account of their unbelief, but also for all their other sins. And this is the degree of reprobation, which by no means makes God the author of sin, the very thought of which is blasphemy, but declares him to be an awful, irreprehensible, and righteous judge and avenger thereof. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is thy good, thy gracious, thy merciful, thy long-suffering hand that has permitted us and our children to come up to thy house. May it please thee to grant what we cannot give unto ourselves or to each other, and that is truly a broken and a humble heart under all thy goodness, where also in this day, in the midst of all the cares, in the midst of all the labors, that thou hast graciously watched over each and every one of us, wherever we were called to be. Then we are blessed above most of the people upon the earth. And we read in thy word, and what maketh thee to differ? Because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to yet grant a moment of bewonderment, our eyes lifted upward, a confession of our many sins, and also of our ingratitude. There is a country that is continually at war, so much death, mourning, suffering, distress, discouragement. We commend that people unto thee. There are people among young and old that had nothing to eat today, do not know whether ever they shall receive another meal. And, Lord, there are none hungry amongst us. We think of those in prisons, the homeless, the destitute, those that are in centers for addictions, and then the great multitudes that have not thy holy word, those that are being deceived for eternity. Oh, Lord, shall it not have to be that all our privileges, our blessings, that it shall not have to rise up against us, but that it may be the goodness of the Lord that bringeth to that godly sorrow, that repentance not to be repented of, and need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may it please thee in this evening hour, by the first time and also by renewal, to impress divine realities upon all our hearts, a profound impression of whom thou art, high and lifted up, majestic and glorious, an impression of all thy attributes, were also in this day thou wast given, that the earth may continue to rotate, that thou yet granteth day and night, then in thy faithfulness, then thou wast placed still the moon in the sky, because it when it shall turn to blood, then the last day has arrived. May it please thee to impress upon our hearts that we have not only a body, but that we also have a soul. Impress upon our hearts that we are all on a journey, and that is a journey to eternity. And by nature we are on that broadway, and it is only thy free and sovereign grace, when we have placed our feet upon that narrow way, Lord, impress it indeed upon our heart, that our time is but short, but one step between us and death, and then the end is there, called to appear before thee. And now thou granteth this precious time of grace, that we may be converted and cleansed of all of our sins, impress upon all of our hearts that thou wast instituted the means of grace to that end, that thou gatherest thy church by word and by spirit, Lord. Thou knowest how that it is with each and every one of us. Remember the unconverted. Wilt thou keep us to become bold in sin, but impress it upon our hearts, can be a faithful, a respectful member of the congregation, but that is too short to meet thee. We need to be born again, ah Lord. Wilt thou grant it in this evening hour? Wilt thou remember where thou hast begun? Thou knowest the many questions, the many riddles which there can be. Oh, maybe a few have come up where so oftentimes it feels that they are in prison, but, oh Lord, when thou worketh, then thou is a people that cannot deny that also with the impossibilities, even in prison, that they do not receive tokens of thee, but they need a solution, and may there be no resting till thou granteth that solution, and that is to receive the pardoning of our sins through the meritorial work of thy dear Son as the way to the Father, wrought by the Holy Spirit. To that end, wilt thou instruct thy people, lead them in the green pastures of thy holy word, and wilt thou grant that close, that tender, that dependent life, thy people have to confess oftentimes that they are such a wandering sheep, a sheep even with no appetite. Ah, wilt thou then grant a little bewonderment that he may still be a sheep, that the shepherd has not sent them away? Oh, it can never be, because the shepherd has engraven them in the palms of his hand. Lord, bless thy holy word from day to day in the midst of the family circles. Remember thy church all over the earth. Do remember and uphold the persecuted church. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. And we're in this day a church worker with his wife and children have returned to the mission field. Wilt thou bless their labors. Remember Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Lord, provide for our daily bread. We may acknowledge thee that after the great storm, that in many cases, then thou still granteth much regrowth. May we be given to see thy hand therein. We may ask thee for further showers upon the thirsty earth, also to keep from great storms. Remember the sick and the afflicted, the old father in the hospital. Lord, grant courage. May his eyes be upon thee. Bless the physicians, and that in due time, that he may return to his dwelling with his dear wife. Remember all under the physician's care, all the sick relatives. Remember all the mourning ones. Remember our elderly ones. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the burdened ones. Those that are overwhelmed. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, we humbly ask thee in this evening, do dwell richly amongst us. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, those that are lawfully hindered when they may listen along, grant a blessing in their dwellings. Grant a little rest in thy house. Bind the devil fast. Drive out the buyers and the sellers outwardly and spiritually, because it is the work of thy Spirit to teach that it is free and sovereign grace. Lord, grant a few words to speak. Open thy precious testimony. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 388, the five stanzas. To thee, O Lord, I humbly cry. To thee my supplication make. To thee I bring my sad complaint. To thee my bitter grief I take. And what follows, Psalter 387, the five stanzas. 388, the five stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 41, the first 13 verses, and we shall read for our text the verses 8 and 9. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. And then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Our text words speak of Pharaoh, a king of Egypt, a dreaming two dreams, with four thoughts in the first place, at the time of these dreams. Secondly, the content of these dreams. Thirdly, the anxiety concerning these dreams. And fourthly, the remembrance because of these dreams. A Pharaoh, king of Egypt, dreaming two dreams. The time of these dreams, the content of these dreams, the anxiety concerning these dreams, and the remembrance because of these dreams. Thus first, the time of these dreams. Beloved congregation, the last times we have heard what has transpired in the prison in Egypt, where the butler and the baker the same night have dreamed a dream. They were said, have related their dreams to Joseph. Joseph was given to interpret those dreams. It has come to pass. The butler received his former position, and the baker was hanged. Then we have heard by renewal that Joseph, it is true, only a faint type, but then many similarities with the greater Joseph, where the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was numbered among the transgressors. The one went to heaven, and the other one went to hell. Then a Joseph has asked a favor of the butler. Boys and girls, you know what the request of Joseph was. When that butler would be reinstated in the presence of Pharaoh, that he would put in a good word for him. And then we have heard in the last chapter that the butler did not remember, but that he forgot Joseph. And now at the beginning of this chapter we read, and it came to pass at the end of two full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. What that must have been for Joseph, we can understand it, that Joseph how we must have eagerly looked the first days, whether or not a messenger was sent. But the first week, nothing has taken place. The next week, a month, and it seems that Joseph was not remembered. And now we read at the end of two full years, when we read that expression, sometimes in the Bible when it speaks of years, not always exactly, but it says two full years. And you remember, boys and girls, that with the butler and the baker, that it was on Pharaoh's birthday. Thus then in this chapter, then it was the birthday of Pharaoh by renewal. And on his birthday, remarkable things have taken place. How is it with us, with our birthdays? Are there also those that can speak of special birthdays when the Lord has spoken in a special way? What a wonder it is when on our birthday, it may be the moment of the Lord's free and good pleasure, that we may receive a second birthday, that we are born again. Also concerning those years, those two full years, Isaac was 168 years when his grandson Joseph, when they have returned with that coat dipped in blood, and Isaac became 180 years. Thus that means in the first year of those full 2 years, that Isaac has went away of all flesh, that the Lord has taken his child home. What a cross and what a sorrow that was for that old Isaac, to lose a grandchild of whom he may believe that the Lord had wrought so wonderfully, and with two dreams, for Isaac to see his son Jacob in such a deep sorrow year after year, and then to experience that our words can be so empty, that the Lord must uphold and that the Lord must comfort. What it must have been for Jacob year after year, but also for those brothers, had to play the part of an hypocrite also toward their wives, where they fully knew what has transpired, that they have sold their brother into Egypt on the way to those Ishmaelites that were traveling to Egypt and in the scriptures. And it is true, not everything is written in the Bible that is impossible. But in those years, we do not read that the Lord had revealed himself in the dwelling of Jacob. Oh, there were many Achans in the camp with a sin upon their shoulders. But now for a Joseph, two full years, a hope. Oh, it cannot be different, and the Lord has a people that know what it is to oftentimes to examine themselves. Oh, then there are those tokens, those matters that have taken place where they may be given to believe that the Lord has wrought in them wonderfully. Cannot be different. Not to despise the day of small things, but on the other hand, there can be such riddles and such perplexities and no solution, and may there not be rest for the church outside of that only rest, and that is the finished mediatorial work of his dear Son and the Lord Jesus Christ. When Joseph, in those 2 full years, and if we think of it, congregation, we have mentioned it before, they are precious years, from 17 to 30 years old, undoubtedly. There are those that are 17 years old. And then when the Lord spares us, the Lord does not all spare to become 30 years, a time when we may finish our education in different places, when we may work, ask the Lord for a future spouse to be married, to receive a family. What precious times they are. May our young people never party them away. What a terrible thing that is. But may it be granted to diligently seek the Lord, using the means of grace, the command of the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, to be given to seek earnestly, to become a little lamb and receive a place in the shepherd of the good shepherd. And now for a Joseph to contemplate those things. And now in prison, it is true, he could speak of many things. If we went for house visitation in prison with a Joseph, then we would say, Joseph, how is it now? Then he could tell us of remarkable things, how that the Lord has showed him mercy, we may believe. Also in that phrase is included that the Lord has spoken to him concerning those dreams. 2 times he was promoted in a special way. In prison, providentially, the baker and butler have come under his care. The Lord, by his Spirit, is given that he may interpret those dreams. And they have come to pass. That he was given to relate to the butler, to ask the butler to remember him. But then a Joseph could also speak of his riddles, because last time concerning the dreams of the butler and the baker, then we do not read that Joseph has said to that butler and baker, I have also received 2 dreams. That we do not read. Joseph has experienced that he was enabled by the Spirit to interpret the dreams of the baker and the butler, and concerning his own dreams, it is true. When the Lord comes over by his Spirit and grants faith, they may and must believe, and with those encouragements, those tokens of the Lord's favor, because the Spirit also works that hope in the heart of a sinner in the moment of regeneration, then that hope may be revived. But now if we would ask Joseph, and Joseph, you have told us before that when you were 17, the Lord has given you 2 beautiful dreams, and you were given to tell your father, your brothers, and how is it now with those dreams? Thus Joseph experienced many wonderful things, but still in prison, and no solution. And there are souls that understand it. With everything they have experienced, O times, that they may sing the praises of the Lord, given so firmly to belief, that they may have a place in the sheepfold, even as a little lamb. Oh, at times they may be carried, and to be fed by the sincere milk of the word, given to rejoice, and given to glean. But if you now ask those souls, and how is it now with your sins? Oh, then they can tell you, oh, I have learned to weep so bitterly. I have cried that I have grieved such a good doing and such a just God, grieved because of my unthankfulness, but my sin still upon my back. No solution. So it was with Joseph the psalmist in Psalm 142, verse 4. I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. 2 years. What that must have been for Joseph. Job has said in Job 17, verse 11, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. And I read in Proverbs 13, verse 12, that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Thus Joseph, awaiting people, many exhortations in the scriptures concerning that waiting. Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait upon the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. And the psalmist, in Psalm 27, verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait on the Lord and keep courage. And Habakkuk 2, verse 3, concerning that vision, for an appointed time at the end it shall speak, it shall not tarry, and therefore wait for it. Oh, there are precious promises concerning that people. Think of Romans 5, the verses 3 through 5. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, and knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. And I read in Hebrews 12, verse 11, that chastisement for the present is not joyous but grievous, and afterwards it beareth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised therewith. And now those Josephs, they can know those texts, they can read those texts, but what do those Josephs now need? They need the personal application by the work of the Holy Spirit, that they may own those texts, and what then? To become exercised therewith, and when the Lord grants it, to embrace it by faith. But now the trial of faith, too. Full years. Not everything is written in the Bible. In a time of waiting, how tired and how weary that people can become. when the Lord does not keep them, then the rebellion that starts stirring in their hearts. Not agree with the Lord, those wicked brothers, freedom, married, children. Joseph made that special confession, how can I sin and do this great wickedness against God? And now in prison, and that awful butler, who I have interpreted a dream for, and he has received this freedom, undoubtedly he has promised Joseph that he would put a good word in for him, and now nothing taking place. What a dark and incomprehensible way. And yet, there would come a time that Joseph would be given to see. John 13, verse 7, what I doeth now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. We read that in Genesis 15, verse 20, that he was given to speak to his brothers, but what a deep and incomprehensible way. The Lord is free and sovereign. How he deals with his child. But many times it is the way that the Lord holds with his people, that before the fulfillment of the promise, that it becomes impossible and silent. That there comes a time that the church can no longer live off of the promise they have received, but that they need the fulfillment. And now the Lord in his wonderful providence. Read in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. And people, we can have a beautiful confession. Upon our lips. But when it is now tried, and then to believe it, then we have to ask the Lord that we may be given to believe what we have confessed. When everything goes quite smoothly, even more so according to our plans, then perhaps it is not so difficult to speak about Lord's Day number 10. And that we can tell our fellow man that the Lord has everything in his hand, that he never makes a mistake, that he is too wise to err. But for a Joseph, two full years. Shall the Lord then forget Joseph? Oh, we know the answer. And then what an attack there can be under those circumstances, whether it is really true, we shall not broaden it out. But the time of deliverance was at hand. Maybe a soul that have waited, that have begged, maybe two full years. Perhaps the Lord is on the way to grand deliverance. And people, we need deliverance in the way of God's providence. But above all, we need deliverance in the way of grace. Our second thought, the content of these dreams. Pharaoh's birthday. Two full years. And the Lord has spoken to that heathen king in a special way with a special message. Heathens believe also that the Lord speaks through dreams. And before the scriptures were written, Then many times the Lord appeared to his people in dreams, heard the dreams of Joseph, but also to heathens, and concerning the Church of Jesus Christ. Then in the Scriptures we have different dreams concerning the Church, and so it is in this chapter. And now concerning the dream of Pharaoh, the two dreams, that also has instruction for us and our children in the land of Egypt, the Nile River, that is the longest river in the world, more than 4,000 miles long, begins at the equator and flows northward into the Mediterranean Sea. And then once a year, then the Nile River would flood. The land would be covered with water, also with silt. And to that end, the ground became very fertile. And under the Lord's blessing, they would receive a crop. And to that end, the people in Egypt, also the king, they have worshipped the Nile River as a god. In our days it is different because in 1968 they have built a dam. Now there is more irrigation, but in the years before, the river has given to the land of Egypt its fertility, and to that end they have honored the river. And many times, heathens and even false religions, of course it is deceitful and a false religion, but can put us to shame. Because in Egypt, they have worshipped the Nile as the giver of their livelihood. In 1 Samuel 5:4, the Philistines have captured the ark. And what did the Philistines then do? Did they praise themselves and their army? Then they have placed that ark before their god Dagon to give their god the honor. Concerning the dreams of Pharaoh, because usually we dream about matters, something that is familiar, although it can go very strange, but nevertheless matters that are familiar. And in Ecclesiastes 5, verse 3, there it is written that in the multitude, dreams come by the multitude of business. Then we must also remember that we have to give an account of our dreams when they are sinful. And now concerning the Pharaoh, he did not dream of partying like Belshazzar or Ahasuerus in the time of Esther, but it is implied that the king, that he was busy and concerned about the people over whom he had been placed, concerning the livelihood, the daily bread, crops, and to that end, he has dreamed two dreams. And then in the first dream, then boys and girls, you know it, then he was by the river Nile. And out of that river, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow, a delight to see, shiny hides, beautiful. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kind upon the brink of the river, and then we would think that those skinny cows, boys and girls, that they would have joined those fat cows and start grazing that they may become fat. But that we do not read. But they have devoured something very unnatural. But they have devoured those fat cows. And then further, when Pharaoh has declared the dreams to Joseph, further explained that they were as skinny as ever. And Pharaoh awoke. He remembered the dream. It made an impression. And then he fell asleep again. And then by the river he saw a stalk and 7 very fat ears of grain. And after that a stalk with 7 very lean ears. The east wind had blown upon it. And the 7 lean ears, they have eaten the fat ears, and they were as skinny and lean as ever. That was the dream, the 2 dreams of Pharaoh. Can we draw instruction thereof for the Church of God? What do you think, congregation? Because they read of lean cattle and lean ears. In Isaiah 24, verse 16, from the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. Can be in the life of the church. They know of those fat years. Those are good years. Those are precious years. Years that they may be given to rejoice. We have heard on the Sabbath day from Psalm 23 that those sheep are feeding on those green pastures. And in Psalm 36, verse 8, satisfied with the fatness of thy house, with the abundance, thou makest me to drink of the pleasures. But now the church, when it becomes lean, then the dream, not saying that's the meaning, but it is always good to turn it unto ourselves and consider these matters and give different applications. When the church now becomes lean, then instead of grazing in those green pastures, then how often they try to feed on those fat years. And of course, a blessing. When there may be times when the church may be given to reflect on the past and be humbled, but also ashamed. Because whose fault is it when the sheep become so lean, when there are such green pastures in the Holy Scriptures and the means of grace, then surely that is not the Lord's fault. Then it is necessary that the church, a backsliding church, comes into guilt each time by renewal. And how often they try. Think of those fishermen, those 7 fishermen in John 21 on the Sea of Tiberias, that they fish on the same sea, but that they catch nothing. Thus it is not so strange for those fat years to try when they become lean, to try to feast on those former years, and then it is necessary that the church comes into the guilt, the throne of grace, so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. Pharaoh is evident with his dreams that he was busy for the welfare of his country and of his people. How is it with us? Of course, we need our sleep, and our dreams can be strange. But when we lay down ourselves to rest, and I think boys and girls, then maybe you hardly hit the pillow when you are asleep. But when we become a little older, then sometime lay awake, not the worst times, but what are we then busy with? And of course, the daily bread for our families, the cares, bills to be paid, how great they can be, but are there now those times that we may be busy and exercised with our soul, but also the welfare of our families, of the church, that the prayers are multiplied, that there is that intercessory prayer, that the Lord may do a great work amongst us. Let us first sing. 286. Let us only sing 1 and 3. He waters the hills with rain from the skies, and plentiful grass and herbs he supplies, supplying the cattle and blessing man's toil with bread in abundance, with wine and with oil, and what follows. 286, only 1 and 3. of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, dreaming two dreams. The time of these dreams, the content of these dreams, and now thirdly, the anxiety concerning these dreams. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. The Lord impressed upon the heart of Pharaoh, gave an impression thereof, that these two dreams were very special dreams, that there was a special speaking and a special message. And to that end, he was troubled because he needed an interpreter. How is it with us? It's always good to lay ourselves beside what we hear. Also beside Pharaoh, a heathen king, had an impression that there was a speaking in those dreams. We have the certainty declared in God's word that the Lord speaks to us through his inspired word. The Lord speaks to us when we come up to God's house. And how do we compare with Pharaoh? What solemn messages in the Bible? Woe and well. Our deep fall in the first Adam. The grace merited by the second Adam. Oh, that sheepfold with that great and good shepherd, where it is still declared that there are still spaces that need and shall be filled, that there is still room for us and our children. It is declared what an awful thing it is to be unconverted. And what shall it be to be called to appear before the Lord with all of our sins still on our account? The Lord is speaking much more solemn things than Pharaoh has dreamed of. And has there now come a time, and are there times, that we are given to resemble that Pharaoh? Concern, anxiety, trouble, prayer. A Sunday evening that we eventually fall asleep, but that in the morning we are busy with those things, that we need an interpreter, that we are given to beg the Lord for light, for favor, for the tokens of his favor. Light upon our pathway. Also when we are given to experience those two full years, and it can become so quiet, or can we continue so easy? Are there not times that we resemble Pharaoh, that his spirit was troubled, And then he sent for the magicians, for the wise men who were all. We read in Psalm 119, verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. And now the magicians and the wise men have come. And Pharaoh has told them his dreams. Find similar matters in Daniel 2. When Nebuchadnezzar has dreamt that dream in that chapter, then he could not even remember the dream. In Daniel 4, he has remembered his dream. But in both chapters, the magicians, they could not give the interpretation. And now it is clear, the providence of the Lord, that those magicians, they were so dumbfounded that they could not think of an interpretation. Of course, they would give an interpretation of what would come to pass, and they would not be assured, or it would be guesswork. It would also be a dangerous matter. But when we consider what Pharaoh has dreamed, then even our boys and girls, they can maybe make some connection. The River Nile gave fertility. We need cows and oxen to work up the ground. The ears, that is a good crop, fat ears, skinny ears, a famine. But those magicians, they had no interpretation. Also the Lord's providence. That as it were, for those magicians, they were dumbfounded, put a veil over everything, they were silent. Because it was needful that soon Joseph would be exalted for the welfare of his church. Our forethought, the remembrance because of these dreams. In the last chapter, the last verse, the butler remembered not Joseph, but forgot him. And maybe boys and girls, then you think that butler, that was an awful man. Joseph has interpreted his dreams. He was taken out of prison, received his former position, undoubtedly has made a promise. At least when Joseph was asked, he did not say he would not. And now to be delivered and not to put a good word in for Joseph. And now the Lord, all at his time, in Ezekiel 1, we read of the wheels of providence. When the one wheel turns, the other wheel also turns. Wheels within wheels, incomprehensible, but the Lord fulfilleth all his decree. And now the butler was present. Pharaoh has related his dreams. The magicians, they were dumbfounded. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. When we read in the former chapter that the butler has forgot, was that memory of that butler now so bad that when he was freed, gained prosperity, that he has completely forgotten what has taken place and present that we cannot believe. Of course, all in the providence of the Lord. In the beginning, then undoubtedly, that butler was so filled with joy out of prison and now to stand in the presence of the King. Secondly, the butler undoubtedly also has become very busy. And we live in a busy time. But do we hear her name? I include myself. So busy with the temporal things that there is not time to think about our soul and about all the good things and blessings that the Lord has given unto us. Then I think it comes a little closer home. That we do not look as low down upon that butler as at the beginning. Then in the third place, then of course, that butler needed to find the right opportunity and the right words to explain to the King what has transpired. Because then he would remind the King of what he has done. Thus maybe a little reluctance when he would bring up his sin of former times. What would the King say? Thus perhaps fearful. We read in Proverbs 29 verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord, I shall be safe. Especially when we are young and we come in the midst of the world, a new workplace, then good intentions to stand for what is right, a separate people, maybe even feel also older ones, a calling to speak to our fellow workers, maybe the third commandment, other matters, but now the right opportunity. And then undoubtedly for the butler, as the days and the weeks went by, then to bring it up after a long time, maybe too ashamed that the King would say, but butler, if you have experienced such wonderful things, and Joseph has asked, or that Hebrew has asked to do a favor, why have you waited so long? I think we can all draw lines in our own life and not look down so much upon the butler. But there came a time, I do remember my faults this day. Also necessary for us. And then, of course, also in the way of thanksgiving. The Lord grants so many blessings. And how is it worth the thankfulness? And the vows, the oaths that have been made. There's a blessing if we may come to the place of the butler. I confess my faults this day. And yet, and the life of the butler much was missing. Because in that confession concerning those faults in the first place, he was reminded of what he had done before the king and that he was put in prison. He has made a nice confession concerning that fault, but it was to elevate himself, to gain an advantage, perhaps even be more promoted, that he would have a solution for the king's dreams. But in that confession, in the first place, he has not mentioned the God of Joseph. And Joseph has clearly told the butler and the baker that God would give the interpretation. And he has not even mentioned the name of Joseph. Thus it was a confession that all was toward self. What a picture of religious people that speak religiously, also try to speak humble, speak of sin, but what is now missing? 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance not to be repented of, but the sorrow after the world that worketh death. I remember my faults this day. He has mentioned his fault before the king, has not confessed his sin toward Joseph. I remember my faults this day. The unthankfulness of the butler concerning his blessings, special blessings. What a fitting Thanksgiving sermon. Do we have trouble with our unthankfulness? Do we have much trouble with it? Does it sometimes bring us on a low place? And that we have to confess, "Ach Lord, thou dost nothing but good. Showers me with so many blessings, us and our children." And that humility, that brokenness of heart that is so missing. Lord, shalt thou now have to come with thy judgments before I'm given to remember my faults? The necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit for a people that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Because that word faults, in the Dutch Bible, the soul, the sin, same word. I remember my sins this day. And to remember our sins and to confess them, that is fitting. That is the command of God. Of course, the upright confession that is given by the Spirit. But the Lord has a people that with a remembrance and with a confession, oh, it is sweet and it is good to tell the Lord what unthankful creatures we are. So unthankful. But concerning the fault and the sin of the butler that is written in the Bible for the people upon the world to read it. But concerning our sins and faults, that is written in God's book, and that needs to be blotted out. Because otherwise, we read in Revelation 20 that the book shall be opened, also the book of our life, all our blessings, and that we have resembled so much that butler. Joseph, he was humbled deeply. Type of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the humiliation of Joseph, that was not meritorious. But oh, for the greater Joseph, the Zephaniah Peninnah, than he has come upon the world. He was deeply humbled. He has taken upon him the faults, the sin of his people. He was the Lamb of God that was slain, that the sin of his people may be fully pardoned. Oh, that Zephaniah Peninnah, he is the Savior of the world. And then here the beginning of the exaltation of Joseph, oh, a very faint type, but now the exalted Joseph. He has promised this church in Matthew 28, verse 20, lo, I am with you till the end of the world. And oh, that greater Joseph, he can never forget his people, his blood-bought church. Oh, it is true, 2 years, times that it seems, think of Isaiah 49, the Lord has forgotten and the Lord has forsaken me. Can a mother forget the son of her womb? Yea, she may forget, yet I will not forget. Behold, I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. Amen. Lord, we have heard of a butler, that he was given to remember his faults that day. May that take place in this evening hour by the work of thy Holy Spirit, and to bring it on our knees and tell it thee all. Oh, that in a way we may be given to resemble Pharaoh, where he was troubled, full of anxiety concerning the speaking in those dreams, and he needed an interpreter. Oh, Lord, work lovingly, irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, and make room in our hearts, in the hearts of our dear children, for the meritorial and saving work of the greater Joseph, who sitteth at thy right hand with a breastplate upon his heart, with the names of thy people, of thy sheep, written thereupon. Lord, thou hast promised to bless thy holy word. Do it then in this evening hour. Give after meditations, grant a prayer for one another. Watch over us in the remainder of this week. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger, keep us from sin and temptation. Grant now traveling mercies, and forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 365, the four stanzas. From the depths my prayer ascendeth unto God on high. Hear, O Lord, my supplication and my cry, and what follows. 365, the four stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.